Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Haleon, ticker HLN, a major player in the consumer healthcare space. If you're curious about whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Haleon is a company that's all about everyday health, and they've got a pretty impressive lineup of products that many of us probably use without even realizing it. Think Sensodyne for toothpaste, Panadol for pain relief, and even Centrum vitamins. They're a global name, operating across North America, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, and Asia Pacific. Headquartered in Brentford, UK, Haleon was actually spun off from GSK in 2022, and since then, they've been carving out their own path in the consumer health sector. So let's dig into what makes this company tick and whether it's a solid investment opportunity. Now, a bit more about Haleon's background. This isn't just a small startup. With over 24,000 employees worldwide, they're a heavyweight in the drug manufacturing and consumer health space, specifically in the specialty and generic drug category. Their mission is to deliver better everyday health, and they've got a portfolio that spans oral health, pain relief, respiratory health, and digestive health, among others. Their CEO, Brian McNamara, has been steering the ship since the spinoff, focusing on innovation and expanding into emerging markets. Honestly, Haleon's got a pretty unique position because they're not tied to the volatility of prescription drugs. They're all about over-the-counter products that people buy regularly. Let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. Haleon's top line has been growing steadily over the past few years. In 2025, they reported just over $10.7 billion in revenue, down slightly from $11.3 billion in 2024, but still a solid figure compared to $11.3 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by product segments for 2022, respiratory health alone brought in $1.58 billion, which shows how much they rely on seasonal products like cold and flu remedies. Geographically, the United States is a huge market for them, contributing $3.69 billion in 2022, while China added $907 million, and the rest of the world made up $5.91 billion. What stands out here is their global reach. They're not overly dependent on one region, which is a good sign for stability, though fluctuations in specific markets like the US or China can still move the needle. Moving on to earnings, Haleon's profitability story is worth a closer look. For 2025, they posted a net income of $1.63 billion, up from $1.44 billion in 2024, and a significant jump from $1.05 billion in 2023. Earnings per share came in at 36 for 2025, compared to 32 cents in 2024, showing a nice upward trend. What's interesting is their operating income also grew to $2.42 billion in 2025 from $2.21 billion as the prior year, despite the slight dip in revenue. This tells me they're getting better at managing costs and squeezing out more profit from their operations, even in a challenging environment like we saw with a mild flu season impacting respiratory sales. Now, let's touch on some insights from their latest earnings call for full year 2024. Haleon highlighted strong momentum in emerging markets, which is a key growth driver for them. They're seeing solid demand in places like China, where they're expanding into second and third tier cities. Management also pointed out their focus on innovation, with new product launches like the Parodontax Gum Strengthen and Protect toothpaste. However, they did acknowledge some headwinds, like inventory challenges in certain regions and foreign exchange impacts. Still, their outlook remains optimistic, with a clear emphasis on building out their presence in high-growth areas while maintaining profitability. This balance of caution and confidence is something I think long-term investors can appreciate. Diving into the financial statements, let's check out Haleon's balance sheet and cash flow health. As of 2025, they had $1.32 billion in cash and cash equivalents, which is down from $2.2 billion in 2024, but their total assets stand at a hefty $32.57 billion. Total liabilities are at $16.2 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.54, which isn't overly concerning, it shows they're not drowning in debt. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was 2.29 billion, and free cash flow came in at 1.97 billion, both strong numbers that indicate they've got the cash to reinvest or pay down debt if needed. Their current ratio is a bit tight at 0.87, meaning they might face some short-term liquidity pressure, but overall, the financial foundation looks stable for a company of this size. Now, let's talk valuation. Haleon's current price-to-earnings ratio is around 22.43, based on trailing 12 months, which isn't cheap, but also not wildly expensive for the healthcare sector. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 3.05, suggesting the market is pricing in some decent growth expectations. Looking at forward PE ratios for 2026, the average estimate is 24.42, dropping to 22.20 by 2027, and even lower to 19.94 by 2028. This indicates analysts expect earnings to grow over time, potentially making the stock more attractive if they hit those targets. With a market cap of about $45.7 billion and an enterprise value of $41.45 billion, Haleon's valuation seems reasonable, but I'd keep an eye on whether they can sustain their growth to justify these multiples. All right, let's break down Haleon through a SWOT analysis to see the bigger picture. Starting with strengths, their performance in emerging markets is a standout. They've got strong momentum in places like China, where they're tailoring products to local tastes and expanding into smaller cities. Their brand portfolio, think Sensodyne and Centrum, is another big plus. These are trusted names with loyal customers. On the weakness side, recent sales growth has been slower than their own midterm targets, partly due to a weak cold and flu season and cautious U.S. consumers. That raises questions about whether these are temporary hiccups or something more structural. For opportunities, Haleon's push into innovation with new products like Parodontax Gum Strengthen and Protect could open up new revenue streams, and their focus on everyday health aligns with growing consumer trends. But threats are real too. Foreign exchange risks and inventory challenges could weigh on margins, and over-reliance on specific regions exposes them to localized economic or regulatory risks. Overall, Haleon's got a strong base, but they need to navigate these challenges carefully. Let's take a look at Haleon's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up a modest 0.45%, but zoom out to the past month, and it's gained an impressive 11.25%. Over 3 months, it's up 17.4%, and over the past year, it's risen 13.84%. Even more striking, over 5 years, Haleon has delivered a 50.27% return, which outperforms many peers in the healthcare sector. Compared to the broader industry, which is up just 17.15% over the past year, Haleon is holding its own. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in a steady uptrend, with some solid support levels forming. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on resistance around the recent highs. Breaking through could signal more upside, but a pullback to support isn't out of the question given the rapid gains. So, what's the final verdict on Haleon? Wrapping it all up, I think this is a company with a lot of long-term potential, especially given their focus on everyday health products and expansion into emerging markets. Their financials are solid, with growing earnings and manageable debt, though I'd watch out for those short-term headwinds like currency fluctuations and slower sales growth. Valuation-wise, it's not a screaming bargain, but it's not overpriced either if they can deliver on growth. For investors, Haleon could be a stable addition to a diversified portfolio, especially if you're looking for exposure to consumer healthcare. But tell me, what do you think? Are you bullish on Haleon, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.